Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 27th, Wednesday, 2020, day 148. Today's topic, the Holy Spirit proves your wrongs and guides you into all the truth. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 12, 121, verses 1 to 8, 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 1 to 31, John chapter 16, verses 1 to 33, Proverbs 16, verses 4 to 5. Today's main passage, John 16, verses 8 to 13. When the Holy Spirit comes, He will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because people do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no more. And about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, the Holy Spirit proves your wrongs and guides you into all the truth. Today's John records Jesus saying about the two main works of the Holy Spirit. Number one, to prove our wrongs so that we can confess our sins. Number two, to guide us into all the truth. In today's 2 Samuel shows us how the Holy Spirit worked, as Jesus says, even in the Old Testament time. I think David would have the same deadly consequence as King Saul if he did not accept it was God who sent Nathan, the prophet, to him to prove his sins using a parable. And even he accepted that. But if David did not accept the prompting of the Holy Spirit to acknowledge his sins and confess, may we be willing to welcome the works of the Holy Spirit each day to prove our sins and to truly confess and repent. May we be willing to welcome the guidance of the Holy Spirit each day into all the truth so that we know God's standard and what is right and wrong in His sight, and to follow Jesus into the way of eternal life. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, shine on us to prove our wrongs, so that we have a chance to confess and repent. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Fill us and guide us into all the truth so that we know God's standard and what is right and wrong in His sight, and to follow Jesus into the way of eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what have you got from today's topic? The Holy Spirit proves your wrongs and guides you into all the truth. Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.